Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today I have Christy Morrell Stinson on the line, and she's a business expansion strategist at Significant Advantage. Christy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Adam. Thanks for having me. Been having a lot of fun with your group.
Oh, Christy, so I'm excited to have you on the show today to announce to our audience, of course, that you're going to be an author in one of our upcoming releases, number one, but number two, to also get into Significant Advantage, the work you're doing there as a business expansion strategist, and also what you're doing in real estate overall. I mean, a lot going on, lots of value that you're adding to the marketplace. So we'll get into all of this, of course. But before we do, we will start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So Christy, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Christy, what mission matters to you?
Yeah, supporting founders in the journey that they're on. I call it the Grand Odyssey. You know, it starts with an idea and it can lead to fields of lasting legacy. And I say that without meaning it in any trite way. Entrepreneurial founders, whether it's a business or a nonprofit, I love seeing people take on that kind of work, especially those working at the forefront of human wholeness.
It's awesome. Loving bringing mission-based entrepreneurs on the line to share why they do what they do, how they're doing it, and really what we can all learn from that as well. So we all grow together. I mean, that's the whole point here at Mission Matters. So let's see, just to dive in into your career. I mean, where did this whole, you know, this whole idea of entrepreneurship, like where did it all begin for you?
You know, it really began for me when I was at a technology company in the early 90s that was bought out while I was there. And I learned a little bit about the world of mergers and acquisitions at that point. I learned a lot about how the company was founded, how it had gotten to the size that it was at, and what was attractive to the buyer to acquire that company. And that brought me on a curiosity journey. Played in the world of real estate a bit on the commercial and residential side, but really my heart has always been there with the small business and seeing that it's possible for a small business to become very, very attractive to the market by following specific growth strategies. Hmm.
And so as you kind of transition in your career, like everybody learns from the ups, the downs, everything in between. I mean, sometimes we think things are going to work a certain way. Sometimes, you know, a curveball's thrown to us. If you could go back to that, Christy, that was, let's stick in the younger years for a little bit longer. If you could go back to that, Christy, that was kind of just getting started again, what kind of advice would you give her?
You know, to be really strategic, meaning very thoughtful and look at the bigger picture when pursuing men, to be more of a planner early on rather than just letting life happen. A lot of the experience that I gained was in the trenches with small business owners, just trying things, just getting in there and working alongside of owners and their managerial teams to solve problems. Mm-hmm. And you know, that was a lot of great experience, but looking back, I see how I definitely could have followed a straighter path.
One of the things that I've heard you, as we've interacted, you know, say multiple times, and I like to bring it out here, is that you work on the front lines of human wholeness. What does that mean to you?
You know, that means that the person is at the center of the work that we, and when I look at building, when we look at how you create an organization and how that organization grows, the founder's at the center of it for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And it could be for the life of the business, depending on if they, you know, if they never sell it or hand it over to anyone. So business should support us as human beings. We're not designed to serve the business. It's the other way around. And so keeping that at the forefront with my coaching clients and really making sure that our planning is holistic.
And I know one of the things that you're working on as well, and one of your areas of focus is real estate, specifically with Keller Williams. Maybe tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, sure. So I recently joined Keller. I was at a traditional business broker and have been doing some mentoring in mergers and acquisitions for a number of years. I've always done a lot of value growth work. I just didn't always call it that. And so when I learned more about how that world works and, you know, the private equity groups, the family office, the individual investors and partnerships, and I learned what they're looking for and what drives value in terms of an attractive enterprise to acquire, I found that my real estate license can serve that purpose. and that Keller really is positioned as one of the best organizations in the world to support that, because they're much more than a real estate company, really a lifestyle company. And real estate is the technology that we use, the technical side of things, I should say.
What does coaching mean to you? Do you consider yourself a coach for founders and for others?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've done a lot of coaching and I've been trained in as a business coach, really formally since about 2008 is when I really got my formal training. I consider coaching a very important modality. I really call myself a strategist, and my focus is more on the planning and the strategic thinking. And I work alongside of other, and I do provide a lot of coaching myself. It's an important modality to include. Really, it's about asking questions and allowing the person to guide their own journey with high quality questions and high quality perspectives.
All right, Christy. So I want to jump around here a little, and I'll preface this for the audience. So we're going to touch on the book today with Christy and that on the upcoming release. That being said, we're not going to go too far, and that's intentional because Christy will be coming back on the show. So for a part two of this interview, where we will actually do a deep dive into the book once the book is actually live and launched. And but just to give us a little bit of a flavor, a taste of what you plan to bring to the table in the upcoming release, Christy, tell us a little bit more about what you plan to bring.
What do founders need to consider before expanding? You know, there's really four areas of consideration. And so we're going to want to talk about those four. I could give a little insight on that if you want me to, Adam.
You can give a little. You can give a little. Don't worry. I'll cut you off if you're going too far. Don't worry.
Well, we're going to want to talk about the strength of a business foundation. Yeah. And how would you know? How do you assess that? How about the readiness of your team? Mm. The receptiveness of the market, and how ready are you personally?
It's awesome. We'll cut it off there. That's a teaser intentionally for everybody watching or listening. We do sell books, and we're going to bring Christy back on again, as I mentioned, once the book is live, so that we can do a deep dive into those ideas when the book is available as well. But let's get into your business further, Christy. So Significant Advantage. Tell us a little bit more about the firm.
So I founded Significant Advantage to be a platform for coaches and advisors and agents. And what I mean by that are people who serve other people in change work, guiding them on a journey of some kind. I noticed that there's a lot of coaches and consultants that struggle or that they join a big company and their brand is really swallowed up and they're expected to just kind of, you know, be an extension of that big company brand. And I wanted to create something a little different. Significant Advantage has stayed small. And we have a very lean team. We have independent coaches that work alongside of us. We find client projects, and then I look across my network of coaches and bring people into those projects that are the best fit, really allowing them to keep that brand differentiator that they've worked on pretty hard. And I say coaches, I also include, you know, advisors that could be financial or legal, you know, attorneys, or that could be real estate agents of different types. And so now that I'm partnered with Keller Williams, I'm able to really focus on that agency side of the business and offer something to real estate agents, whether they're in residential, whether they're focused on luxury or waterfront, or just traditional residential, or if they're in commercial real estate, you know, office or multifamily, or if they're business broker, which is sometimes people equate that with commercial real estate, though it's quite a different discipline, to be able to serve those agents as people and help them with their brand development and what makes them different in the marketplace so that they have a thriving business. So we are a team at Keller and we are recruiting agents and we're really excited about that.
That is exciting. And I want to break this conversation up into a couple of different pieces. So maybe we start from the idea of like, how do you find who you're going to work with on the platform overall, like whether it's the business coaches or otherwise, like how do you go about looking into what's the right type of partner for that?
Sure. Well, a values-based conversation is where it starts. I get introduced to people through word of mouth, I think more often than anything. I have a lot to learn about the marketing side of things and scaling, you know, through marketing. And so I'm excited to be working with your group on that front. Over the years, I've cultivated a network of people. And I believe that relationship-based networking is, first of all, it's just a joy to be part of that. I love being curious about other people and finding ways to, you know, to bring the right resources into their world and make referrals. And so that's just been become part of my lifestyle. And so I meet other agents through word of mouth. I meet clients through word of mouth. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to scale that and put the right marketing in place in order to do so.
Yeah. And then let's take it from the client side of view. Like, how do you find or who's typically a right fit, I should say, mm-hmm. to work with you and your team?
You know, the best fit for us is an ambitious founder who really wants to build enterprise value, and they want to expand from a single location to several locations or from a small set of locations and really do a larger foray. I think of the conversation I had the other day with a firm that's focused on architecture and interior design. They're in 3 states right now, and they'd like to expand into 4 more. Yeah. And so that's a really great client for us. We can provide that business planning. We can provide that analysis of the enterprise value mm-hmm. and really look at that, what's called a value opportunity profile, and give them the tools that they need, the data that they need in order to really choose where to focus next mm-hmm. and where the real risks are that expansion is going to expose.
Yeah. And and I don't want to oversimplify this because it has to be different per founder, per business, per what their business is, obviously. But are there any like things that let a founder know maybe when they should be considering or when it may be time to expand from maybe a single location to multiple?
I would say that the first thing they're going to want to look at is mm-hmm. do they have a system in place and is it working? You know, they're not just making things up on a daily basis. They're not so embedded in the business and wearing all the hats. They actually have a system. They have a team and things are working pretty well. There's not a lot of bumps in the road and they can see that there's a market demand. You know, so that's the next consideration, right? Is how receptive is the market and where and why?
Yeah. And it reminds me of an interview I did with Liz Illig, who she started with a doggy daycare and grooming business. And when she told me about some of her journeys and building those systems in the beginning in order to be able to expand to different locations, like it's tough because not every founder it may not be their goal or they may not be cut out to have multiple locations because there's a certain amount of giving up control that you have to do because you can't be at both locations physically at the same time, no matter how much you want to. So if it's successful, it's successful because of your talent or what you're doing on a day-to-day versus the systems of things mm-hmm. and being able to teach somebody else how to do what you do to create an output. Like it's really tough to get from that 1 to 2. Maybe you can do 2, but when you get like past that to that 3, 4 or even beyond, it becomes almost an insurmountable task if you don't have all those systems in place. Is this part of kind of what you work with founders on?
Yes, it is. I mean, first we assess what's there and we put together a business plan that makes sense, not only to the founder and their team, but also to lenders, you know, or to investors and to the new talent that they're going to be recruiting. Yeah. I think you really hit the nail on the head, Adam. Mm-hmm. If you haven't infused leadership and vision into your team so that they can carry it without you, your business expansion goals are going to be very limited.
Mm-hmm. And so do you work with, is it professional services locations? Is it mm-hmm. food? Is it restaurants? Is it like, give us a kind of a feel for that or all the above? Is it industry agnostic?
Yeah. You know, I started pretty agnostic and I served many different kinds of businesses over the years. But in the last few years, we've really chosen to focus on the professional services sector. And I would say within professional services, particularly those who are working in human wholeness. So there's a wellness component to their business. They might be in finance, or they might be in alternative medicine, might be in some kind of therapeutic, whether it's mental or physical work. And they're helping people to have better lives.
Yeah. How is your business different from, let's just say, maybe a typical consulting or coaching, if it's different? Like, how is it different?
Sure. Well, I think because we've integrated the real estate component and we're able to guide our client in growing through acquisition, that's one differentiator. And secondly, because we really have a wellness component to our business, we believe that your financial world is an extension of your internal world. Mm-hmm. And so healthy body, healthy mind is going to lead to more of a wealthy environment mm-hmm. that you create.
What do you want founders to know maybe more than anything else? Like if you had one tip to give them or one thing, one takeaway, mm-hmm. like what would that be?
You know, so I'll touch back on business expansion since that's my theme. Yeah. How ready are you personally? You know, you've got to believe in what you're doing. And so if you have a strong belief and you have a strong ambition, then you should follow that. You should follow your gut and let, you know, yeah, let your heart inform that. But more than that, you know, follow your gut and then give your mind the right data to take action on.
Yeah. One of the things that I've also been really impressed as we've gotten to know each other is just your sense of community and how you bring founders together and other people together just in general. So just to kind of date this interview a little bit for people that'll be watching this into the future. So we're recording this in October, or actually November. Today might be the first day of November. Of 2022. And, you know, Florida still has some recovery going on. And just in our conversations in terms of like how you've been there for the community, how you've kind of rallied people and how that community comes together to rally around helping each other. Like it just kind of reminds me like why we do what we do. Can you speak a little bit more about maybe your experience in the community?
Well, going back to, you know, relationships are really at the core. Having a network that you can tap of caring people. I mean, that's something you cultivate over time. It's not something that just you can instantly, you know, grab. And so I, you know, always recommend to people, especially to young professionals, build your network, show up in a way that you actually care and be curious about other people, get to know them. If you keep everybody behind a glass window, they're never really going to know that deeper side of you. And that's what people respond to, really, is they respond to who you are. And so, you know, own it, be who you are and get out there and connect with people, you know, whether it's around a charitable cause or whether it's around, you know, a community initiative, something that lets people understand what you care about and why, and be curious about what they care about and why, what matters to them.
Yeah. It's great. Well, Christy, I have to say it has been great having you on the show today. One more thing that I do want to bring up, of course, is your book, so Business Selling Insights. And what was the inspiration behind this?
So Business Selling Insights is a book that I published with Mark Imperial. Mm-hmm. And the focus is really on the smaller business looking to sell. Mm-hmm. What do they need to know? Yeah. And how do they get ready? How can they be prepared and positioned for the right type of buyer? There's many different types of buyers. And not to get caught in the kinds of problems that we see. You know, when you've never sold a business or you're only engaged in one transaction, you really don't have the lens to see all of the different types of risks that are out there. And so we can provide that guidance.
It's great. And I look forward to hearing more about this, of course. But I just have to ask for today, what's next? I mean, what's next for you? What's next for A Significant Advantage? And what's next for your business?
My focus for the foreseeable future is bringing young professionals into this business. And when I say this business, I mean the field of real estate agency, mergers and acquisitions, and bringing wellness and finance together through that process, providing a platform and a caring team environment for young professionals. And that's really where I'm focused right now.
It's awesome. And I know that you also write up, you know, a ton of like white papers, been writing on business for many years. If somebody is listening to this or watching this and they want to learn more about Significant Advantage or to follow some of your writing or other works in general, what's the best way for people to follow up and to connect?
I would say LinkedIn is probably my favorite way to connect with folks because it's a personal connection. Mm-hmm. And from there, you can find some of the different business aspects. I do try to take anything that I've published and provide it there. So if you look up my name on LinkedIn, or C is my initial and then Morel Stinson, you'll find me there. I do have a website, but it's very focused right now just on our expansion program. You'll find that at SIAD team. AD was short for Significant Advantage, which is a big mouthful. So SIADteam.com. We'll start building that out with more aspects of our work, but we're really focused right now. We kind of stripped it down and just getting our business expansion program out there.
Oh, that's awesome. And we'll put all that information in the show notes so that our audience can click on the links and just head right on over and connect with your website and also your LinkedIn page. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time listening to a Mission Matters episode or engaging with the platform, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and having them share their mission, the reason behind their mission, what they're up to, what they're doing, and what we can all learn from that so that we can all grow together. I mean, that's the whole thing. We want to all grow together. That's what we're all about at Mission Matters. So if that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or exciting to you, hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Christy, really, it has been a pleasure. Looking forward to the next time we get to work with you when the book is live. So thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks, Adam. Take care.